60,000 people a year die of rabies, mostly in Asia and Africa. NPR's Ada Peralta traveled to Tanzania to learn about a large-scale scientific experiment trying to keep humans and wildlife safe from the disease.
Out here along the edges of Serengeti National Park, domestic dogs are not really pets. They're used for work, as security dogs or as hunting partners. Dr. Imam Zimbiri, who vaccinates dogs every day at pop-up clinics like these, says owners are just not used to touching them. So they're not friendly, and they will bite.
Some of the dogs are not calm, they are very harsh. So you have to use your common sense, otherwise you are being beaten several times.
Then he shows me what common sense looks like. With a needle in one hand, he stalks around a little tan dog who knows something is about to go down. But the vet is too fast, and all the dog can do is yelp.
That's one of the tricky ones.
Yes, it's a technique. Otherwise, things would be very bad.
This vaccination program started in the late 90s, after two outbreaks. A rabies one that almost wiped out the entire wild dog population, and a distemper one that killed a third of the lions. Now, Dr. Zimbiri spends almost every weekday vaccinating dogs around the Serengeti.
All of the villages in a radius of 10 kilometers, we are creating a disease-free zone, so that rabies will not go inside the park. And also, it doesn't affect people surrounding these areas.
Dr. Felix Lancaster, a vet at Washington State University, says the program has not only saved lives, but it's also taught them a lot about rabies. When the program started, scientists didn't know what animal was the main carrier in Africa. They thought the so-called reservoir hosts were jackals or hyenas.
But our work has shown, certainly in the areas that we work, that when you vaccinate dogs, you eliminate the disease, rabies, from the domestic dogs, but you also eliminate it from all the secondary hosts, such as wild carnivores and humans.
There's still a lot more to learn. For example, why dogs make such good hosts. But in the field, there are lots of practical hurdles. The biggest is that this is labor-intensive. It takes a whole year to vaccinate about 45,000 dogs, just to keep a tiny part of Tanzania disease-free. Machinde Bigambo, a project manager, is registering a long line of dogs, getting their names and sex. He points at most of the owners in line with their dogs. They're kids. Most have never seen a case of rabies.
In the past, there were so many rabies cases. Now, no rabies cases. So some people, they relax. They think, okay, now it's gone.
But that's also their biggest challenge. It may mean that people won't take a very deadly disease seriously. Ada Peralta, NPR News, on the outskirts of Serengeti National Park.